With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republicans are holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
The vote went along party lines. Garland is now the third attorney general to be held in contempt of Congress. Kentucky Republican James Comer is the leader of the impeachment inquiry of the president.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's refusal to produce this evidence establishes a clear pattern of obstruction.
The Justice Department has turned over some of the records from the Biden interview with special counsel Robert Hur, leaving out audio of the interview with the president. This is Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The whole world can read President Biden's interview and his answers unedited. But that's apparently not enough. Now they want to hold the attorney general in contempt for not turning over the audio tape.
It's unlikely Garland's Justice Department will prosecute him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former President Trump will return to Washington, D.C. this week to meet with congressional Republicans. On Thursday, Mr. Trump will meet with the House Republican Conference at the Capitol Hill Club, a Republican clubhouse a block from the Capitol building. He'll also meet with Senate Republicans at the National Republican Senatorial Committee headquarters. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will attend those meetings. Also at SRNnews.com, Elon Musk cancels a lawsuit against OpenAI. Correspondent Charles De Ledesma has more.
Musk, in February, sued the San Francisco company and its CEO, Sam Altman, over what he said was a betrayal of the ChatGPT maker's founding aims of benefiting humanity rather than pursuing profits. Musk's lawyer filed a notice on Tuesday seeking to dismiss the entire case. No explanation has been given for why it was being dropped. Most legal experts say Musk's claims, centered around allegations of breach of contract and unfair business practices, were unlikely to succeed in court. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Two missionaries are honored.
Davy Lloyd and his wife Natalie were working at a mission in Haiti earlier this year when they were murdered by one of the country's numerous gangs. Now their alma mater, Ozark Bible Institute and College, has announced a scholarship in the couple's name. The school says, quote, "This scholarship is an effort to encourage future generations to follow Davy and Natalie's example by devoting their lives to Christian missions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has struck down as unconstitutional a 2023 Florida law that barred sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for kids. Senior Judge Robert Hinkle said the state went too far when it barred minors from being prescribed hormone treatments with their parents' permission. He also stopped the state from requiring that adults only get treatment from a doctor, not a registered nurse or other practitioner. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to appeal. This is SRN News. The United States will send Ukraine another Patriot missile system.
The U.S. is answering Ukraine's calls for more air defenses. President Volodymyr Zelensky making this plea in April.
We urgently need Patriot systems.
The Pentagon's routinely provided the Patriots missiles, but now two U.S. officials tell AP the United States will send a second Patriot missile system as Ukraine battles an intense Russian assault on the northeastern Kharkiv region.
This is what can and should save lives.
Ukraine's been trying to fend off devastating Russian glide bombs that have struck its power grid and other civilian areas, as well as military targets. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former President Trump says he'll eliminate taxes on tipped income if he wins the presidency. He made the promise while speaking to voters in the battleground state of Nevada, where more than one in four private sector workers are employed in the hospitality industry. More details at SRNnews.com.